You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show.
That is right.
Welcome to the hottest show on the radio. This is Blind and Beyond. And this is your host, Michael. We are live from the windy, cold city of Orlando, Florida. We are freezing here in Orlando.
It's not the hottest show. It's the coldest show tonight.
So for those folks listening around the country, I don't know how cold it is there, but we are in Orlando, Florida, and it
and
is
it's cold.
Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Let me introduce to the players before we even begin this wonderful show. To my right, co-host, the executive producer who just warned me
important.
I better be shape shop. Otherwise, she's
shipping
eliminating
out.
Me from this show.
We're
she just told me that, would
show.
You believe? She just
it's
told
true.
Me that.
It's true.
And
Sheila's my
Sheila's
witness.
My witness. Anyway, my co-host, she was very nice until a few minutes ago. My beautiful, smart wife.
Oh,
Lynn Gold, are you
something.
There? I'm still saying nice. Lynn Gold,
I'm here and welcome, welcome, welcome. January 20th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are all here.
And the young lady to my left, who was supposed to be backing me
she's
up and now
ally.
Went to my wife backing her up, is the fabulous, smart young lady, but she won't back me up, is Sheila Young, co-host.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome.
And behind the scenes.
Running the machines.
Running the machines, and the producer there, sitting there in his birthday uniform.
I thought you could say his birthday suit.
I didn't say that. His birthday uniform. Birthday uniform means he's naked.
My point exactly,
Chris
right.
Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Yeah, I'm here fully though.
Fully dressed.
Fully dressed.
Happy I couldn't birthday. Tell the difference anyway, so anyway.
Yeah.
And next to him, the beautiful, and I mean beautiful, the fabulous
inside
Charlotte Massey. Charlotte yeah. Massey, you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone.
Good all evening, right. Charlotte.
And don't eat all that cake, Charlotte, because we want some too.
And it is Mr.
This
Chris Shaw's
hour is
birthday.
Brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, folks, this is January 20th, 2019. It's Chris Shaw's birthday today.
That's right. Happy birthday. Woo-hoo!
Happy birthday.
Okay, so we want to say happy birthday to Chris Shaw. Mm-hmm. Phone number to call in. If you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. Got a couple things to discuss very quickly. Very important things. The first thing I'd like to discuss is, as you know, this show is growing and growing very nicely. But I want to talk a couple things. The first thing I want to say is if anyone would like to help the show and make some money, please write to us and let us know that you're interested, that you would like me to talk to you about hiring you. we need some help for Lynn. And if somebody would like to write and would like to make some money, and you can work from home, but you have to have a computer. You have to have a computer. So if you'd like to work from home and you are blind, well, let's put it this way. You could be visually impaired, or you could cite it to whatever you'd like, if you'd like to help the show. So if you'd like to help the show and make some money at the same time, please write to michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to me, put down your phone number, and I will get back to you immediately and see. I'll tell you exactly off the air what I would like and see if you would like to do it. And then if you want to do it, we can start right away. So I need a couple people. So anybody listening to the show, if you'd like to make some money, work from home, and you have a computer, write to michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll be talking more in the show later about it. That's the first thing I want to discuss. The second thing I want to discuss is this. We got two letters that came in, two emails. And I was quite concerned about this. And I've spoken to quite a few people about it to get their opinion so far. And if you have anything to say and you want to call in, please give me your opinion. But two people wrote and said, this show is boring and is geared more for older people. And the show is not really geared for young people. And they're assuming the people are with the age of 35. So basically, our show is geared more for 35 and above, not from 35 below. And as you know, the show has been my baby since we started. And anytime anybody says anything negative, I'm on top of it. And that's why I call some of my friends around the country. And if you have anything to answer, or if it's right and you think that person's right, please let me know. If you think you have anything to add, please let me know. Lynn is trying her best to make this show each week better than the week before. And we're trying to make this show better and bigger. And when someone has something negative to say, I address it immediately. So if anybody has anything to say that's negative, you know what? Write to me, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Or you want to call up and speak on the air, sir, I would appreciate it. If you have something to say negative, if you have something to say positive, that's even better. But all I know is one thing. To defense of whatever, of myself and the show, I'm basically open-minded to every situation. And if somebody says something, I try to fix it immediately. But part of the problem is we ran a kid show for 6 months, as you know. And the kid show did not do well. People did not call in. We had advertisers, and we could have kept advertisers going, but the people were not calling in, and it was the same people calling in all the time for the kid show. So we dropped it because of basically people not interested in the show. And as far as people 35 and under, so under 35, as far as I know, a lot of people under 35 don't listen to radio, or they don't listen to talk shows. But if you're out there and you're listening to this show and you're under 35, I would certainly, and I mean really appreciate it, if you can call us in and tell me you are listening, and that you, whatever it is, you're positive of the show, negative of the show, but wherever you are in this country, if you're listening, please, and I say please, call me and let me know if you're 35 and under. The phone number to call here is 407-894-1680. Would appreciate calling in and let us know. Anyway, we'll be talking more later in the show about both of those things.
That's right. We're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break.
Talk to Richard Oliver on the other
Looking
side of the break.
Looking forward to talk to Richard Oliver on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Lighthouse
Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you are new, listening to the show for the first time, turning a dial, say, what's this all about? We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So if you're sighted, listening to the show for the first time, please keep on listening. We love having you. And if you are busy, impaired, and blind, keep on listening. We have a lot more to go. Before we go any further, Sheila Young, say something about your grandson.
I'll be right with you, Richard. My little baby boy is 3 years old today, so I just want to say happy birthday to Jacob.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jacob.
Lots of birthdays today.
Yep.
All righty. I don't know if it's his birthday today, but let's welcome Richard Oliver.
Welcome, Richard. Richard Oliver.
We need to find out what your birthday
you,
is.
You.
Is it your birthday, Richard?
No, my birthday is in May.
Oh, okay. Oh, and that,
he's Taurus, the bull.
So, Gemini.
Oh, you're a Gemini. Wait a minute. Gemini.
Oh, boy.
That's what I am, a Gemini.
All
Gemini.
Right.
Good
so
people.
Just in case.
See, I knew I liked you, Richard.
So,
these
Richard.
Geminis are the best.
That's right. We are the best. The Geminis are the best.
That's right.
So,
right.
Richard
hey, have
Oliver.
A birthday, Chris.
Richard
Thank
Oliver.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Richard. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, Happy New
now
Year
introduce
to you.
You. Let me introduce you, Richard Wright. Richard Oliver is from the Blind of, what is it?
What?
Industry, Industries
oh my,
of
Michael,
the Blind.
Sugar went to your head.
I meant sugar already. The Industries of the Blind of Greensboro, North Carolina.
He's the Director of Community Outreach and Government Relations. If you
Did we say that
official.
Right? Between my wife
you
and myself.
You said that right.
Did we say it right?
It's a really long title.
Yeah, well, the Industries of the Blind.
He's eating something he's not supposed
yeah.
to. It already went to his head.
Yeah.
Too much
sugar rush.
Sugar rush.
Well, I'm a diabetic. I'm not supposed to have
But it's
sugar.
Delicious. But yeah. anyway, so what's going on there?
Yeah, tell us about Industries of the Blind there in Greensboro, North Carolina.
So currently it is quite cold outside. It's like 31, going to get down to 15 tonight.
Wow.
But hey, work is going great. We got a lot of work. We are trying to hire people left and right as fast as we can from across the country. You guys calling me up saying, hey, do I want to be on the show today was actually perfect timing because there is one position that I did want to highlight that I'd love to find somebody out there that we can fill it for, and that's a accounts payable, accounts receivable clerk for our finance department.
Wow.
There's got to be somebody out there across the country that has experience. So we're looking for somebody who, you know, has done this before, has at least 3 or more years of experience in AP and AR, which really is, right, you're bringing in the money to pay our bills, you know, when our customers pay us, and then turn around and invoice the customers back whenever we sell things. And then, you know, doing the bank statements and making sure that our bills get paid as well, and then the reporting. So, I mean, it's a pretty cut and dry position, but it's fantastic. And
is this only for a blind person?
Well, anybody could apply. I would love for somebody who is blind or visually impaired to be that person that we hire. That'd be fantastic. Because we already have people who are in customer service that are blind or visually impaired, our purchasing folks are blind or visually impaired, HR, a receptionist, myself. It's just somebody else to come join the team, which would be fantastic.
Well, that's fabulous.
On top of that, right, we always talk about the relocation package that we have. So you don't have to be living in Greensboro. We'll pay up to $2,500 to help somebody move from outside of North Carolina to Greensboro to come with us.
That's an amazing package incentive.
So other than that, I mean, work rolls on. We are, like I said before, we've got some new contracts. So we are in full recruit mode still trying to bring people in.
Sheila, you have a question?
I was going to tell him, Richard, if you want to put that in an email to me, I can send it out to the listserv for the American Council of the Blind.
That'd be fantastic. I would appreciate that.
So, yeah, just email it to me, and I'll put it on the list.
Okay. Yeah. That means the broader we can cast our net, the better. There's somebody out there who, would love to have this job.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't say it's 15 degrees tonight.
Yeah, just don't say it's 15 degrees in Greensboro. It's always sunny and beautiful in Greensboro.
Yeah, that goes away, and then spring will roll in, and it'll be beautiful, and then summer will roll through, and it'll be fantastic. So, I mean, Greensboro, it's nice. It's got all the seasons. And besides, right, so we try to do things more than just bring somebody in for work. We have social events where we're really trying to bring all the new hires in. We have lunches together over the course of about 6 months so that they get to meet people in the building. So hopefully they're going to meet people wherever they're living. And we're trying to make it more social, you know, so it's not all about working, you know, you got to live your life as well. So there's a lot of things going on that we're trying to do.
If anybody has any questions for Richard, call right now.
Yeah, call right now, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. If you want to ask any questions of Richard, call now.
And before I forget, let me give our main phone number, which is 336-274-1591.
Say it again.
It's 336-274-1591. That's our main switchboard line. You ask for Laverne Goodridge, HR department, and you can ask any question you want of them. Go to our website. The job is posted out on our website, which is www.industriesoftheblind.com. You can go find it there. There's a section that says jobs, and you can go over there and take a look at that. There's a couple of other jobs listed out there, some manufacturing stuff. And we're actually still looking for a quality manager, a lean systems quality manager as well. So that'd be another fantastic job.
And don't forget to say you heard her on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That is very important. Thank you, Michael.
And what qualifications is that job?
I don't have that one in front of me. It's that one, you know, you'd have to be knowledgeable in ISO certifications, you know, the ISO process, quality management processes. Uh-huh. You would end up having to have a real background in that and quality and lean, like, you know, you have to end up being a Sigma black belt. Uh-huh. For quality. I don't have to have that one in front of me. Yeah, that one, but you can cruise out there. That would be fantastic to find somebody for that job too.
Now, is there a training for that particular job? Is there some kind of a pre-training that they could go through to make them qualified, or is this something that they would already have to know?
That one, you'd already have to know.
Uh-huh.
Because that one's, that person is going to be responsible for the quality of the raw goods that come in the building, the quality of the, our processes of how we produce things and the end items. So that was one of those that you really have to have the experience coming in.
Yeah. Right.
Richard, we have a caller from Greensboro. I don't know if she's with IOB or
her name is Sandra.
We're not sure.
Her name is Sandra.
Hello, Sandra. Do you have a question for Richard?
Now, I just want to say hi to Richard.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi, Richard. You're doing an awesome job. I was telling him. And by the way, happy birthday, Chris.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, Richard, you're doing such an awesome job. And I mentioned to them about my first time calling in, and you asked me, did I get a brace? And you was like, hey, well, take mine. You're just so grateful, just a wonderful person. And I am so glad to be employee at the Industry of the Blind. That's how I met Richard Oliver.
Oh,
good. So Sandra,
wow.
So Sandra, what do you do for us at Industries of the Blind? Talk about you. And
I went to the Industry of the Blind in August the 10th of 2015. I didn't have no experiences in sewing at all. They had two of the greatest.
Did we lose someone?
Are you there, Sandra?
I'm here, yeah, and I learned how to run multiple machines.
Well, that's wonderful.
Are you visually impaired?
Yeah, she is, Michael.
Okay, we're having a little, she's like got a delay or something.
Yeah, she's got some kind of a
delay. Yeah, but, well, thank you for calling in, Sandra. I believe we have some, there's something wrong with your
okay,
phone.
I think we got it back. Sandra, are you there?
Oh, she would. We lost
yes,
her.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was
okay.
A mishap on our end.
I'm
Give us
sorry.
Some,
okay. So the question.
No, I was saying that I run maybe like five different machines.
Wow.
But when I first went there, I had no idea of sewing, and the trainers was awesome in helping me learn and eliminating my barriers of how to sew. And also, as Richard Oliver said, that it's a great opportunity to come there and work. I mean, they have social events. We went to a ball game together. We have Spirit Friday. It's just awesome, and I really enjoy it.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that very much.
And don't forget to give Richard a bracelet, because he was kind enough to give me his bracelet.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, we're going to send her a bracelet. We got to send you a bracelet.
That's funny.
Hey, Sandra, off the air.
I'll send you 10 bracelets.
Give your
Richard.
Address to Charlotte, and we'll send you a bracelet. Absolutely.
Isn't that a riot? Okay.
What a guy. What a guy.
What a guy.
What
a bracelet.
That's
funny.
Thank you,
Sandra. Good night.
Bye, Sandra.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Well, hey, we're going to add, let's add into Richard. This family before Sandra, I think Sandra hung up. I was trying to get in our good friend, Kevin is on the phone line.
Okay.
Kevin, you there?
Another happy worker there, employee.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Kevin from Greensboro.
Hey, Michael, Lynn, Sheila.
Hi,
Richard,
Kevin.
Again, second time today. Yeah, Richard, thanks for you and your son stopping up today. And, I thought of another perk though. To check into IOB. Well, you were at my apartment there today. You only saw two rooms. The other two rooms are even bigger. And, well, this complex, so working in IOB, you get 15% off your rent.
Wow.
And free entertainment package.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
That's terrific.
So it pays to work for IOB.
Yep. And, you know, these people here in North Carolina think 14 degrees is cold.
You're from upstate PA.
You know it is cold, yeah. Kevin.
I'm about ready to go swimming.
That's funny.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah. I want to see Kevin go swimming, too, at 15 degrees outside.
Yeah, right. Well, we're glad you're happy there, Kevin.
Yeah, we're happy that you're happy, Kevin.
We're happy that you're happy.
Yes, we're happy that you're happy,
yeah.
Kevin.
So.
Yeah, well, I'm doing something.
That's good.
Well, you know, over in Wisconsin, I believe either Wisconsin or Michigan, they do a thing every year where it's in Chicago. I'm sorry, in Chicago. They go jump in Lake Michigan in the middle
of
winter
for
no apparent reason.
Yeah, they're crazy. That's why.
Right.
And it's like 14 degrees.
Well, Chris, happy birthday. And it's not only in Chicago and that. They do that all over the country. A lot of places, New Year's Day.
Right.
No matter what the temperature is.
All right. Well, Kevin, we're going to let Richard give some information about IOB, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm very sure of that.
Thanks for coming.
150%
sure. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. Congratulations, Kevin.
Maybe I'll try for a trivia later.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. I was going to ask Richard, are you looking for security personnel? Because I do pretty decent security work.
It sounds like I need it, doesn't it?
Right.
Kevin and Sandra are just two of the folks that are fantastic, right? That we all work together. Like Kevin said, my son and I actually went over to Kevin's today and helped him with a new computer monitor that he had purchased. Matter of fact, yesterday we had a state bowling tournament that I was a part of, and came in second place, by the way. Thank you.
Congratulations.
You came in second place, but there's only two teams going, right?
Exactly. we try to do things outside of work. It's like I say, we try to really have some social things, and we want people who, like I said before, I think the worst thing in the world, right, is to have somebody come move here from wherever, California, Pittsburgh, wherever you want to move from to Greensboro, and then work be the only thing you have.
Right.
That's just terrible, right? So we're really trying to help, let's have some events. Let's, go out and have a new hire luncheon that we started up, and now it's going to be, if you're in that 6 month window, right, all the new hires come into our boardroom and are going to have lunch together with a few of the leadership team, and we run that for 6 months. So after 6 months, right, now they know each other, and you're adding people, and people are falling off on the other side,
Richard,
once they do their 6 months. Yeah.
Richard, one thing, we got a surprise here. The person wants to come on the air.
But we need to go to the break, though.
One second, real fast. Caller,
Real fast.
I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. Are you on the line?
We're not asking.
I'm on the line. How are y'all doing?
So you don't want to give your name. Is that it?
I'm not telling anybody my name. I'm going to. Richard forgot to tell y'all about a job description. It's about someone supposed to dress up like an ink pen and stand outside.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you doing, Richard?
I'm lovely, Vicky. Thank you.
I had to get you. You got me like that last week.
Well, your name is Vicky? What's your name?
Vicky.
Yeah, my name
Vicky.
Is Vicky.
Oh, Vicky.
Yeah.
Are you? She's a first-time caller, right?
First-time caller. Vicky's
a first-time caller.
Well, stay on the line after we hang up and
send you a bracelet.
We'll send you a bracelet. I don't know. It sounds to me like Richard's got some fan club there. That's all I can say.
It does.
So we like him.
We're going to break.
Okay, Richard, just hold on.
Hold on, Richard. Go away, Richard. Stay on for the break.
I will.
We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Line and Beyond. Don't go away.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction. Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter music reading solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
I
we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. You want to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Richard Oliver for Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina. Richard?
Yes, sir.
You still there?
I am still here.
Good.
Michael, Sheila wanted to ask
Richard, I want to say one thing to you. I think that what you're doing with your employees is probably one of the most effective ways to keep an employee happy. So congratulations.
Thank you, thank you very much. It's a team sport. I mean, that's the way we feel about it, right? If you can help somebody get to know other people and enjoy what they're doing and where they're living for 6-8 months, then, you know, that means they're probably going to stay.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to begin to enjoy or enjoy more, you know, where they're living, what they're doing now that they've made friends and can get out and go do
makes
things.
Sense.
Right.
You know,
because it's
part
it's
of the
scary.
Battle, right, Sheila?
It's scary.
It's scary. Yeah.
It's very scary to take that step. And if you're doing what your employees are saying you're doing, then you're doing a tremendous job. So I just wanted to say, from an employee standpoint, I wish my employer was listening. they could get some good tips.
Well, Richard, would you give out your contact information again before we say goodnight?
Certainly. So the website where the jobs are all listed at is www.industriesoftheblind.com. And our main number is 336-274-1591. And you can ask for Laverne Goodrich. She's our HR recruiter. She can answer any question you may have about that accounts receivable, accounts payable position, any of our manufacturing openings, and even that lean in quality manager that I couldn't really describe fully for you.
Oh, we have another
caller. Okay, we have another caller calling in from Greensboro.
Looks like Richard's not getting off the phone.
Who's calling in out from Greensboro?
This is Patrick Womack.
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. I never heard you before. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Oh, we have to send you a bracelet, too, then. Okay.
Wait, this sounds like a conspiracy. Richard just wants more bracelets.
So do you work in Industries of the Blind?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no kidding. How long have you been there?
I've been there about 8 years.
Wow.
8 years?
What do you do, Rick Patrick?
Sewing machine operator.
A sewing machine operator.
Cool. Yes.
Wow. And you like it there?
So Patrick.
Yes.
Patrick is also a bowler.
He's a bowler.
Okay.
Wow.
Now look, we talking about this bowling thing here. I think I want to start a tournament now.
Yeah, you should come on up.
Everybody,
well, Patrick, keep on listening to the show.
Yep, we're gonna say goodnight.
Hey, Patrick, don't hang.
Okay.
Patrick, don't hang up. Don't hang up, Patrick. You hold on, all right.
We're gonna give you your address. We'll send you a bracelet. Maybe call in sometime for trivia.
Okay.
Keep on listening, Patrick. Well, thank you, Richard. Thanks for joining us tonight.
You guys are very welcome. You know, I love the show. I listen every week.
Thank you so much.
I can't say I always know the trivias, but, you know, I know some of them.
All right, well, keep on listening.
We love having you out there, that's for sure.
Well, thank you, Richard.
Don't forget, if you call up Industries of the Blind, don't forget to say you heard her on the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
That's right.
All right, good night, y'all.
Good night.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right,
we're going to go to our first trivia. First trivia time.
All right,
trivia
you ready for it?
We're ready.
I got the trivia.
This is Sheila's choice.
Trivia time, 407-894-1680. First trivia by Sheila. Okay, here we go.
Not by Sheila.
She's the one that asked for this call.
Who's winning the AFC championship right now?
Who?
It's still New England, 7-0. Okay. It's a tough game and it's
no
a minute.
Swearing,
all right,
Sheila.
Here we go.
I said, darn it.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
I don't hear any music. Oh, here we go. Sheila's getting ready for tomorrow.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did.
I don't know why I said the things I said. Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Baby, 894-1680. You know who's singing? Sheila. Give a call. 407-894-1680.
All right, is that Chris or Sheila?
Or both?
That's both of them.
All right.
Okay.
That was good.
So who is going to get this? 407-894-1680.
Those lines are going to light up.
All right.
They better.
Hey, listen. While we're waiting, Michael, am I allowed to jump in here anytime soon?
You're asking me if you can jump in, too? Oh, wow. I'm impressed. Well, I am impressed.
Yeah, yeah, well, don't right. push your luck.
All right. Right. She's All asking right. me.
Okay, I have just switched gears here a little bit locally. I have a couple of PSAs from Lighthouse Central Florida. And if you live locally and you're interested in a creative drama workshop, it's this Friday, January 25th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at 215 East New Hampshire Avenue. And this will help you, this creative drama workshop will help you build your confidence for your next, speaking of jobs, build your confidence for your next interview. And if you want to be comfortable speaking in front of an audience, well, then go to the creative drama workshop.
I wish it didn't start so early. I'd go.
Yeah, it's from 2 to 4. Well, you can play hooky, leave work.
Yeah,
and then,
right.
And the workshop will focus on four main components of creative drama. And listen to this, body awareness. Because, you know, it's how you present yourself, uh-huh. your stance, uh-huh. Your space, mm-hmm. how you, you know, fill up the space around you, your interaction and quick thinking, uh-huh. and it's presented by Central Florida Community Arts. So that's this Friday, January 25th, sponsored by the Lighthouse Central Florida from 2 to 4 p.m. at 215 East New Hampshire Avenue. And if you're interested in more information, call 407-898-2483.
All right. So I got a loaded phone line over here. We on caller number three right now. Caller number one is from Greensboro, North Carolina. Her name is Sandra.
Oh.
And then caller number two is from St. Louis, Missouri. And her name, St. Louis, is Glenda.
Glenda, okay. And first is Sandra. And then Glenda, who's the third?
It's a lady's
You don't
name.
Know.
And then Phyllis from St. Louis.
Oh, all ladies. All the ladies.
They're well, they're going to know Philly who from that St. is. Louis. No, Phyllis. Yeah, Phyllis is.
Phyllis, okay. Well, keep them all on the line. Don't go away. All right, let's take caller number one. Caller number one, Sandra from Greensboro, North Carolina. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Sandra. Who do you think is singing that song?
Cher.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Good job.
And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
So now you can have ice cream and a nice cold day. You can have some Dunkin' Donuts.
That's right. That's right.
They have coffee too.
Yeah,
they do have coffee. They have
sandwiches.
Bagels. I think probably have Greensboro.
So listen to this, Sandra. The young lady sitting across from me is going to see Cher tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Oh wow!
She's
oh,
in Orlando, so yeah. I have tickets to go see her for my birthday for tomorrow night with my sister.
Well, so it pays. See, Sandra. See, it pays when you listen to Blind and Beyond. You call in, you just got yourself $10 coming.
Richard Oliver introduced me to Blind and Beyond, and I love it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
2 years ago, and I tell you, I just love it. It's the best thing for me.
Well, can I ask you a question? This is important.
Sure.
I'm not trying to be personal, all right? Are you under 40?
No.
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's why. I just want to know. That's all I want to know.
It wasn't
I can't ask you for that reason.
It wasn't a trivia question.
It wasn't a trivia.
All right, Sandra, don't hang
that's
up. Hold
okay.
on one
that's
moment.
That's fine. Because I heard what you said. And right. I,
that's
know,
why
I
asked.
What you said, and I said, maybe I'm going to sit down and write your letter.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. You hold
Congratulations.
On for Charlotte. And you know what? Speaking of congratulations, we didn't wish Sheila a happy birthday. Shame.
Well, it's not yet. Oh,
but it's coming up and she won't be here.
Okay. Happy birthday, Sheila.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Next week. Thank you. The 25th.
Yeah. Well, it's only 5 days away.
Shh. Next Sunday we'll say it to her.
All right. Well, she won't be here.
But listen, folks. Let's talk to the other couple of people holding.
All right.
Thank you very much, Sandra, for calling
in. You have 1 minute, though.
And we have your address.
1 minute.
All right. We're going to our caller that is from St. Louis, Missouri.
Glenda? St. Louis, Missouri. Glenda. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So what's your name?
It's Glenda.
Glenda Pruitt.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
She's disappointed, though.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what, Chloe,
we got some other good trivia in a few minutes.
She's won before. She win again.
Okay, so keep on listening, honey.
I sure will.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for
appreciate
listening.
It for listening.
All right, anybody else?
Call in again. Next trivia. Okay. Who's on the line from line three?
Well, line three and four, I guess because the trivia, they heard the person win. I think they just kind of said, okay, I'll just try back.
So
I want to talk to Phyllis from Orlando, from St. Louis.
We're going to break now anyway. So.
All right, going to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I don't hear the castanets.
Okay, here we go. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You apologize.
We're doing
here we
five
go.
Things over here.
Keep on listening to The Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. Got a lot more coming up.
Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit nib.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have a caller right now calling in from Jupiter, Florida. Her name is Christine. Christine, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. What can we do for you?
I was just thinking about this situation about needing more younger listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And we have heaps of colleges around Florida that's got lots of blind people in them. If there's a way of spreading the word through the colleges and the respective disability support departments that maybe blind people might start listening to this show and even find resources that can help them in their employment search and maybe getting through college, too.
That's a great idea.
That's an excellent idea.
Great idea. And I know we have flyers that we could send to the special, the disability offices. So that's a great idea. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
And we're happy you're out there.
Thank you. Christine. Love to hear from you.
Thank you.
Are you in school?
No, but I've been to school. I've got a degree in creative writing, and I've got a master's in education.
Wow.
So I've been to college.
Yeah, you certainly have. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
All right, very quickly, let's go to another trivia
fast. You take care, Christine.
Thank you,
407-894-1680.
No, we don't have time for another trivia.
We don't have time?
No.
No,
we don't. We have 3 minutes left
to the top of the hour. Right? People are waiting to call in.
Well, why don't we remind everybody what tomorrow is? In fact, Chris has been very active. Chris, would you like to talk about what you've been doing for Martin Luther King Day?
Yes, ma'am. Martin Luther King, we say the man, the legend. If it had not been for Dr. King to pave the way to the society that we live in today, mm-hmm. we would probably still be 40 years back. Mm-hmm. So what we've been doing, going out, Orlando and Eatonville had parades in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Saturday. Mm-hmm. On tomorrow morning here in Ocoee at 10 o'clock, there's a parade that's going to take place. And then at 2 o'clock the afternoon, where our very own Glenn Allgood will be a judge for the Apopka parade as well. So we participate in the parade, and you know, we just to highlight what Dr. King has done and what he stood for. He stood for all mankind and female kind too in 2019. it's just that the mere fact that we can come together and unite, especially in the times where we have government officials who are not eligible to work because of the government shutdown. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a great time for us to unite, come together, to pull and help one another out. And we don't necessarily have to wait on a disaster to happen before you can reach out and say,
that's right.
Help somebody. Reach out and touch somebody's hand to make the world a better place, Mike, if you can.
I think that sounds like a song.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Listen, folks, before we go to the top of the hour.
Thank you,
if
Chris.
Anybody of you thinking about what I said to you before when I started the show, that if you would like a job from home and you would like to be part of the radio show, please feel free to write to me at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can do it when I'm going to be looking for someone who can use a computer. You can do it at night. You can do it during the day. Whatever you want to do it, night, day, whatever, just let me know. And you'll get some money and you can be part of the show and help us grow. Okay, we're going to break. See you on the other side. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Look forward to talking to you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.